Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Because you need to know what people are saying, you know.
Yo, General,
like,
McChrystal is on his way here, and I am going to meet with him, Secretary Gates.
We will immediately appeal to...
not insane. As a physician, I can attest to that. He's not.
It's Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about here. Coming up this hour, we've got the story of this young man, John Metz. What a gutsy kid. And we're going to be talking about him with Bobby Dooley, talking about this young man who has survived a horrible, horrible situation having to do with his losing the arm, and you know this story because we talked about it at length last week. Losing his arm. Did I get that story from you, Rance? Did I get that story from you? I did. When? Where did you send it? 877-876-PHIL. Nope, I didn't get this story. No. All right, so here it is. This young man, John Metz, as you know, was trapped. He had his arm locked in this boiler, between these coils of this boiler. And as he was trying to extract his arm from this thing, obviously the situation became so... acute, he could not get his arm out because these coils somehow were expanding or otherwise constricting his ability to remove his arm from this. And gradually, it became so difficult to get his arm out of there that he was not able to move it at all and was stuck. And the next thing you know, this kid is, he's thirsty, he's hungry, he could very well die. So after about 18 hours, he started to cut through his arm, and his co-workers, meanwhile, are looking for him. Even though he couldn't complete the amputation, doctors said that Metz probably saved his life by cutting away what was now putrefying flesh, meaning gangrene, which was going to be, obviously, an infection the rest of his body was going to have to deal with. This is why gangrene, obviously, is a very, very dangerous development, because the rest of the body is now at risk from this blood poisoning. So the doctor, the surgeon, Dr. Scott Elner, said, without a doubt, the action that John took saved his life. Metz expects to be fitted shortly with a prosthetic. And he was on television this evening with his fiancée, very, very beautiful young lady. And he was talking to Larry King about this horrible experience. On the line with me right now is Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. You guys watched this interview, didn't you?
Oh, we did, Phil.
It was very compelling.
It you know, to look at a young man, and she's a lovely girl, his fiancée, to look at a young man with that kind of courage, and it was very evident that his arm was gone. It was, I think, a lesson in guts. I think Steve said that it was
a profile in courage.
A profile in courage. And I think everyone can take away from that.
Were your boys watching?
Yes, Seth and Dylan and Justin. And they noticed this young man's fiance, how lovely she is. And you know what? One of the boys asked me the question, is she going to love him? And, you know, the boys are very young, Phil. Is she going to love him now that he only has one arm? And I said, you know what? She might, and then again, she might not, because we don't know the answer to that. But he is a very courageous young man. And I said to the boys, even if she leaves him for another man, there's someone for all of us.
Yeah, that's the message about that.
Well, I mean, the kids asked about the fiancé, huh?
Yeah, my youngest, Seth, did. He said, Mommy, is she going to stay with him now that he only has one arm? And I said, probably not. I don't really know.
Do you really think that? Do you think that she's...
Well, I don't know what the likelihood is, Phil. It doesn't seem... And we only know our own experience in life. And I've been around. I've been through a lot in my life. Yes, Steve and I are successful now, and we do have a beautiful home. But I've seen some sides of this world, Phil, that are not very pretty. I've seen a lot of pain.
Body spots, you know, came up. They were kind of poor for a while.
We struggled. My family struggled. So I've seen a lot, as the song says. I've seen the other side of this life. And will this young lady stay with this young man after he has had his arm, you know, taken off? He did most of it, and then the hospital, I guess, did the rest. Isn't that true, Phil?
Yeah. Now he could not amputate his entire arm. No, the hospital had. He said that there was a.
There was a bundle of nerve.
A bundle of nerve. I thought he was saying he was a bundle of nerve.
No, he had it.
It was a group of nerves that he couldn't cut through.
Oh, all
right. Yeah, a group of nerves that he couldn't.
Well, but the point that I made to the boys was, he's a very courageous young man, and if his fiance leaves him for another man, because obviously she's going to have some notoriety, having been on television, there's someone for everyone. And so I think that is...
Well, I just... The only reason why I asked, it's no big thing. I mean, we're talking about John Metz. His fiance was on TV. She's an attractive girl. She was there with him. She looked like she was giving him support. I don't know. When you're a parent and you have little ones, shouldn't you say, well, she's going to stay with him? Of course. I mean, that's what... Or if it's true love, you know?
Well, I think you should, if that is what you believe is going to happen. And in many, many cases, Phil, when you're talking to children, you want to tell them what they want to hear. Children want to feel better about what they already feel. So when my son Seth said, is that lady going to stay with him now that he only has one arm? And I said, probably not. I was saying what he really wanted to hear.
Why do you think that a little child wants to hear that?
Because little children don't... That's the way little children think. Oh, look, he only has one arm. Naturally, nobody wants to be with a man who only has one arm. And it would be, in the way that children think, how is he going to put his pants on? How is he going to tie his shoe? Why would he have a... So I tell them what they want to hear. Now, it just so happens in this case, it's probably true that she is not going to stay with him.
Bobby, that to me, I find that interesting. Why do you not believe this? We don't know anything about this girl. She was with him.
Well, she's with him because it's an opportunity to be on Larry King.
Isn't that a little, isn't that a little cynical?
I'm saying... You know, a possibility.
We don't really know, but I mean, wouldn't you want to do it too bad if somebody had the leg's missing? You'd go on TV with them, wouldn't you?
If someone had a leg missing, would I go on TV with, like, who?
If it was your wife or...
If they wanted me to go on TV, I guess what I'm saying is that... isn't that cynical of you to say that because this poor man lost his arm... That his girlfriend, who was there and looked very devoted to him and looked as if she was there for him, is going to leave him or went on Larry King so she could be on TV and is eventually going to leave him for some other guy.
Well, Phil, there's a lot of men who are watching that broadcast. And they're going to call and say, hi, how are you? Here's some flowers. I feel very bad for what happened to your fiancé. If you ever want someone's shoulder to cry on...
You want to go out and have a cocktail?
If you would like to do lunch or something like that, gradually a young woman's interest is drawn away from the young man that, of course, he's a man that she loves. He is now a man that she loves that isn't quite the man that she thought she was getting. And that's something to think about, Phil.
Oh, come on, Bobby. I mean, things happen to people in life. The loss of a limb or a disease.
No, I understand that, but I'm simply saying what I believe will happen and what we should prepare our children for if they ask you, will ladies stay with man only one arm? And our children are very innocent, and you say, probably not, because, you know, you have to see what the children are thinking. It's gross or it's scary.
It's gross and scary. So, in other words, you say to a child, it's gross and scary to be with someone who has one arm.
No, you're saying what the child is thinking, Phil, I've been around this world. You don't even know the things I've seen. And I can tell you, it's better to reflect back to a child what they are thinking. My father, Phil, if I can tell you, was not faithful to my mother. And I know this because as a very young girl, I walked in on my father with another woman. She was my aunt, my mother's sister.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I can tell you that I said to my father later, did I see you with no pants on? And he said yes.
Your father dealt with a 9-year-old girl that way? Your father.
This is the one thing I learned from my father. He was not faithful to my mother, but he knew how to communicate with a child. Daddy, did I no pants on?
Your father communicated that way to a child, his own child that he had just seen him with her aunt. This is how he talked to you.
Phil, I love my father very much. I really wish that you would understand my side of this.
I can't believe that your father talked that way to you. And so now, as a mother, you say to your son, when he asks, is that lady going to stay with that man with only one arm? Probably not, because it's gross and it's weird.
Because that's the way a child thinks. And because that is the honesty that children expect from adults. And that's what you don't understand. So I have been all around this world. I've seen things that would make you and probably a great many of your listeners vomit. And I mean that.
All right, Bobby. I'm not going to dispute your experience.
No, hold on for a minute. I have seen things that I believe would make you and most of your listeners vomit.
You've seen a lot of stuff in there.
And so I am asking you to give me the generosity that I deserve. I know what I'm talking about.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Hold on, Bobby and Steve, please. 877-876-PHIL. The young man who lost his arm as it was stuck in that furnace, and he had to almost completely amputate his own arm, was on TV tonight with his fiance. Bobby and Steve Dooley talking about the likelihood of his very beautiful fiance, very beautiful young lady, staying with him now that he only has one arm. And Bobby said to her sons, probably not. Because a lot of people will think it's gross and weird. I don't know. 877, what do you think? Is it worth it to even be that honest with kids? And is it something you can even talk about with kids until we make up our own minds? And there's a whole lot of things going on there. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Now, there was the story here, as we were mentioning, of John Metz. This guy is like my hero, man. I just think that the guts that this young guy had is beyond belief. And cutting through his own tissue to try to save his life. Thank God he had the friends that he had, the people that came to the door to find out why he was late for work. On the line with us is Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. They're also members of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Imagine as a teacher, Ms. Dooley, and we'll get to some phone calls here in a moment. This is a matter of discussion with the students, isn't it?
Well, I'm a PTO officer. I don't really have direct...
You're not a teacher, I'm sorry, but you're a mother and you do events at the school, right?
Yes. Obviously, you're talking to kids and they're going to ask you, is that what the lady expected? And I said, well, what? This is one of the kids in the fourth grade class. We were talking, and I said, what do you mean? And she said, the lady wanted to be with his man, and he had two arms, and now he only has one arm. Isn't that? And then she used a term that I thought was very adult. For a 9-year-old, she said, isn't that bait and switch? And I said, isn't that interesting that she's using this term? And her teacher, who is the fourth grade teacher, Karen Witt, said, it is very interesting. Is that how children are taught? I said, well, I don't know. I said, but it's an interesting term, bait and switch.
This 9-year-old girl said that?
Absolutely. And I found it to be, I don't know whether I was offended or I was charmed. If you think about it, it is, in a sense, a bait and switch because, and of course this young man had no idea what was going to happen to him.
Well, bait and switch is an advertising term used for people that do, you know, that fool advertisers on purpose.
Absolutely, Phil, yes. She was going to marry a man that had two arms. The next thing you know, she's sitting on the Larry King show next to a man with one arm. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. But I do know that you tell the children, you have to be honest.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Julie on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, well, my comment is I completely disagree that's the way that children think. Should you not want to give them inspiration and give them an example of character and not tell them that you...
Hello?
I don't understand.
Is the caller there?
Well, yeah. Give them inspiration. I think it's a very good point that the lady made. I think the boys asked, isn't that gross? You know, and I said, yes.
Well, I think what Julie is saying is instead of answering yes, wouldn't you say something like, I don't know, Julie, what would you say to it? You'd say, love is something that's much deeper.
Right, and a young lady with character would stay with
you. Mm-hmm.
And tell them, I mean, give them an example of character and hope, not, probably she won't.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, they asked me about Robert Dole, because the older boys knew who Robert Dole was. And I said, and they said, didn't Elizabeth Dole run for president because she didn't want to be with the man with the one arm? I said, no. She ran for president. I said he didn't have one arm. He has two arms, Bob Dole. But one is basically useless.
No, but I mean, what we're talking about here is saying to young people, love is a thing of, what Julie says, character, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the boys ask you, will they stay with you?
When children ask you about someone with one arm, they'll say things like, you know, ha, 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 how do they go to the bathroom, and that kind of thing. And so when you try to get heavy with them...
Well, you can be clinical about things like that, but you can't be clinical about how the gentleman feels. I mean, look at Christopher Reeve. His wife stayed with him.
She did.
That was a bit more drastic in this circumstance.
She stayed with him, but let me ask you, woman to woman, do you think she was faithful?
Okay, I don't know if that's an appropriate question.
I can't even...
Well, I think we should be honest, don't you?
I think that's a little harsh. Christopher Reeve...
A lot.
Good Lord, you know, I mean, this poor man...
When Julie brought up that she's using his wife as an example, and I'm saying, before we start to kiss her rear end...
No one's kissing her rear end.
Well, you're saying that she was faithful to Christopher Reeve. I don't know.
No, you don't.
I think before we start blanking each other's blank, you know, as the wolf said.
Well, I like to think more of people than that myself.
Yeah, I think that in this case, what we're trying to do, especially when you're talking to children, is you're trying to inspire them.
Absolutely, Phil. Absolutely. But do you inspire them with the truth by saying, "Is the lady going to stay with him?" I don't think so. He's got one arm.
That's opinion, not truth.
Thank you very much, Julie. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, how do you know that's not the truth?
All right, we'll be right back with Bobby and Steve Dooley on Mr. Metz and that terrible accident that leaves him with one arm. Will his fiance stay with him? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley joining us here as we talk about Jonathan Metz, this young man who lost his arm in a tragic accident. It was stuck in a piece of machinery that he was working on. He had to attempt to amputate his own arm. He was eventually taken, found after a very long period of time where he could have possibly died, taken to the hospital. The amputation was completed at the hospital, and it's a hell of a story. His fiancée has been with him as he's gone and done the speaking engagements. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us. You said that in talking to your sons and also in talking to kids at the school, the children are more real. They're saying to you, won't she leave him?
Well, so, you know, one of the children said, did he lose his right arm or his left arm? I said, his right arm. Or, no, I said his left arm. And the children went, is he left hand? I said, I don't know, but it's better if you lose your left arm because you still have your right arm. That's what you use to, you know, write with. Even hygiene. I would say that it is better that he still has his right arm so that hygienically he can take care of himself and not rely on his fiance. Because that's something, obviously, if she had to do that as well, I think that would only hasten the demise of them as a couple. And I thank God that he still has his right arm so that, you know, hygienically...
No, he can still wipe.
Well, that's even... Like,
well, okay. I mean, I don't... You're telling me that that's a reason for them to stay together. 877-876-PHIL.
Okay, one other thing, Phil. Jennifer Griffin is on Fox News right now, and... She has a beautiful short haircut. She's let her hair go gray. As you know, she had breast cancer.
Yes.
She's talking about General McChrystal, but all I can hear her talk about is, think about is her breast cancer. That's what I'm talking about. I'll never see her the same way. Anything she comes on TV to talk about, all I'll think of.
You know, just think about how she got a boob removal or not all that.
The mastectomy.
Yeah, mastectomy.
Boobro. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Well, that's a little strange because she's a very good reporter, and I don't think that when I see her, I know I'll be interested in what it is she has to say. Here's William in Louisville listening on WLRS. William in Louisville. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. My main point is to Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really hope you never lose an arm.
Steve Dooley?
Steve Dooley. Looks like he may be a single father. You know, and his kids may not have a mother because sounds like she's going to leave.
Is he talking to me or to...
Who are you talking to, sir? The husband?
I'm talking to the husband, yes. Yeah, I mean...
I'm not going to be dumb enough to stick my arm in a furnace.
Isn't that...
Okay.
To put your arm in a furnace seems a little unusual. Have you done that?
Yes. Yes, I have. I'm a maintenance man. Sometimes it's necessary.
Well, you got to put it all the way in the furnace.
What do you do, William? You reach in to maintain the maintain the furnace. You have to get in close to those coils.
Sometimes, yes, sir.
Well, Steve doesn't do that. He's in landscaping.
Yeah, I'd have to cut my arm off. I'd have to cut off my own arm with pruning shears. You can't do it.
What if you just cut your arm off? What if an accident happens? A car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
A car beam?
A car wreck, and, an automobile accident.
Well, you don't usually lose your arm. You get dead.
You usually get dead when that happens. But
I think the question is, Bobby, if Steve lost an arm, would you stay with him?
No, but you're not understanding. It will never happen to him.
Right.
No, but what we're asking is, what if?
It won't. No, what if? I don't. The hypothetical is interesting, but Steve is very careful. We both know what we mean to each other, and that means both arms and both legs.
And my head.
And his head, yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Mark, listening to us in San Antonio. Mark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, sir.
Yes, Phil. The big thing I wanted to point out was the fact that there's plenty of veterans that are coming back from the Gulf War, myself included. Thankfully, I came back intact, but I have a lot of buddies that lost legs, arms, fingers.
Yeah, but that's better.
And there's no way you can tell me that their family members treat them any differently. There's no way you can tell me that.
Well, I think when you come back from Iraq without a leg, it's better as a symbol of fighting for your country. And so I think your family members are very proud. If you walk around with your shirt dangling because you had to cut your own arm off after sticking it in a...
Like a hole in a wall,
yeah.
Ma'am, you know? You've never been in combat, have you?
Wait.
I've done a lot in my life.
The point is this, though.
I've been around.
Well, Bobby, you say that, but this gentleman's been in combat.
Mm-hmm.
My friends served, and there are instances where we've had corpsmen that have stayed in the field. It's not something they wanted to do. It's not something they chose to do. It's just something that happened. And I know for a fact they come back to loving wives who accept them the way they are. Through rehabilitation, they're able to take care of themselves, and through rehabilitation, they're able to continue a full life. So there's no way you can tell
that's
me
cool. That's way cooler, though.
Can be discarded.
What do you mean
like
that's
that?
Cooler?
It's cooler if the guy come back from war after he lost a leg, it's better than he got his arm stuck in a hole.
It's in other words, I think you can say my husband lost his arm in the war, and people will. I think people find it more attractive.
That person is still
alive. They find
alive.
It more attractive.
He did what he had.
What do they find? They find it more attractive because they lost their arm in the war. As opposed to losing your arm in a furnace.
Yeah, a dumbass in a furnace.
Let's not call people dumbasses, okay?
No, that's not it. That's not it at all.
Well, you have to admit.
He did what he had to do to survive, which is what everybody does in wartime or peacetime.
Is it
as cool?
What do you mean, is it as cool? What does that mean, is it as cool?
That's asinine. Oh, my God.
Cool. If you lose your leg in Iraq, that's cooler than you lose an arm because you stuck your hand in a...
Well, I'll tell you what, go by a veteran center and you go ask them how cool it is. That they lost their sight or that they lost their leg.
I'm just saying, is it cooler? Cooler.
There is no coolness to it. That's stupid.
There's no coolness to it.
Ever seen that movie with John Garfield?
It doesn't matter how you lost it.
Mm-hmm.
After all the fanfare and after all the great speeches and everything, you still lost your leg. You still lost your arm.
That's the
dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, you said appendix.
Appendage.
Appendage.
To say that it's cooler.
No, I didn't mean to insult the gentleman. I'm just saying that if you said, "Hi, I lost my arm in Iraq," people would say, "Thank you for your service to our country." If you said, "Hi, I lost my arm,"
Thank you.
You still got to live with it.
I don't.
Well, you knock it off with the cooler thing. I think the gentleman answered the question. All right, whether it's cooler or not. I appreciate very much you sharing that with us, Mark, and welcome
home. Thank you, Phil.
877-876-PHIL. These are good young people coming back. They're having lost a limb, for God's sake.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
We said it's cool.
Forget about whether it's cool, okay?
No, we're just saying, if you lost...
I know, if you stuck your hand in a machine, that's dumb. If you lost your hand in Iraq, it's cool. Unreal, man, that you guys would look at it that way.
Did you ever see the film with John Garfield, Phil? Do you know who John Garfield is?
Yeah, he's an actor.
He plays a Marine. It was called The Pride of Marines. And he comes back from the theater, the war in the Pacific... And he has lost his sight temporarily because of a hand grenade.
Yeah, on account of the hand grenade.
And he's seeing his buddy off, and I say seeing. I'm using that as a figure of speech. He's not really seeing him. But he's seeing him off at the train station.
And I understand.
Right. And he says, "When you get back there, do me a favor." And his buddy says, "What?" "Get a Jap for me, but get him in the eyes, right in the eyes." It's a moment where you, as a mother, I just felt so good
Well, you, what are you talking about?
You haven't seen that? Get one in the eyes.
Get one in the eyes, right in the eyes. That's what John Garfield says.
In the movie, yeah.
And as a mother, that made you feel really warm.
I was talking to you about my children and honesty. And that's what I, that's how I deal with Seth and Dylan and Justin. If they say to me, that man lost his arm, is that lady going to stay with him? And I said, no. I said, maybe, because he lost his left arm, so he can still use his right arm for hygiene. So I give them hope. I give them hope.
877-876-PHIL. I don't know what movie you're talking about. Here is Mike in Toronto, Canada. Mike, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I just would like to say I kind of agree. I don't, I mean, we're all entitled to our opinions, but what if something ever happened to you or one of your children? Let's say one of your children are fighting in a war and something happens, or God forbid yourself even and get, let's say you get breast cancer or something like that, and you have to have something removed in order to survive. How could you think that's gross for somebody to stand near you and be compassionate? And
have you, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Mike, because when Steve's father was small, he was in Toronto. Didn't you tell me the story, Steve?
Yeah. And there was a lady that only had one leg, and I crawled. I was a little tiny boy, so I didn't know any better. And I got down on the ground, and I tried to look up her dress.
Can you believe that?
What are you talking about?
It was a one-legged woman. It was a one-legged woman in Toronto, Canada.
And, yeah, Steve, you were how old?
I was probably about four.
And you got on the ground and looked up her dress. Okay, so what has that got to do with anything?
It's the curiosity of a child. The curiosity of a child.
But
I think
I don't see how something like that could be close later on when we're adults. Like, perhaps it's a weird curiosity of a child. I mean, we're all kids at some point, and we're curious about things. But if something extreme happens to somebody, why would you want to teach your children like something like that is gross?
No.
I mean, my former sister-in-law, she had cancer about 4 years ago, and she had to have her leg amputated. And I mean, her boyfriend at the time, I mean, she's since passed on, he never thought it was gross. He stuck with her the whole time, and I would expect nothing less. I mean, and just for yourself,
what if something happened
to you? Like, what would you expect from your family or your loved ones? With all due respect,
when
ma'am,
you say, can I just ask you a question? When you say your sister-in-law at the time and her boyfriend, I don't get the relation there. Was she married to your? Who was she married to?
Yeah,
they were together for 15 years, so they weren't legally married. They were together for 15.
Oh, they were.
Years,
oh, I so. See. Okay, but you consider her a sister-in-law, right?
Oh, yes, common law. Oh, common law. Here in the States, we call it common law.
Yeah. Be honest. A little bit different.
Yeah, it's kind of a common law.
For yourself, what if you had some sort of cancer and something happened to you? Would you want your kids to consider you gross if you had to have a leg or arm or your breast amputated?
I said that if he lost his left arm, he could still be hygienic. Much of what we're talking about here, Mike, is, let's face it, if he loses his right arm, this is a hygiene problem because that's what we use to, among other things, keep ourselves clean.
Down there.
So home care. I worked in the home care business
down
for
there.
3 or 4 years. So, I mean,
that's great.
We, as human beings,
well,
we need help to look after ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with that.
It's a lot to ask of a beautiful young woman to wipe a man's.
Well, you know what, Bobby? We're talking at cross purposes here. We're talking on different levels. This man is asking you to empathize, and you're not doing that. What if you lost a leg? What if you lost an arm?
You know, let me ask you this. What if I had wheels and pedals? I'd be a bicycle. So let's talk about it there. If I had wheels and pedals and I lost a wheel, I mean, it's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
You know what? It has nothing to do with you doing something impossible like having wheels and pedals and becoming a bicycle. It has to do with you, the very real possibility that you might lose a limb. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for your call tonight, though, sir. I appreciate it very much. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. talking to the president of the Western States Homeowners Association and parent-teacher organization, Bobby Dooley, with her husband Steve, on Jonathan Metz, who was interviewed this evening on TV, the young man who lost his arm in that furnace accident, partially amputated it. The doctors did the rest, and Bobby and Steve are on talking about how they communicate this with their children. One of the kids at the school used the term bait and switch, meaning that if your girlfriend joins you when you've got two arms and on your wedding night you've only got one, is that bait and switch? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil, 877-876-PHIL, on with Bobby and Steve Dooley. The horrible accident that occurred that resulted in the amputation of Jonathan Metz's arm has obviously resulted also in the attention of this country and the world. He was on Larry King tonight. He's been on a great number of television shows with his fiancée, a beautiful young blonde girl who has stuck with him. And the conversation really is what happens when someone you love suffers such a devastating accident. Ms. Dooley, you've been very outspoken, saying that you tell your children when they ask you that, yes, you probably do leave, because what do you say? Why? Other than it's gross.
Well, you know, in every wedding vow, I've been around, I've seen a lot. That man that called who had been in Iraq, I know he's been to war, and I haven't been to war. But I have seen things that would scare him, okay?
All right, well, like what?
No, I don't want to go into it, but let me just say this. Unspoken in every wedding vow is what a lot of young couples refer to, and sometimes humorously, as the amputation clause.
The amputation clause.
Meaning there is an out. If you get your legs cut off or something like that. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but what I do want you to understand is that if Steve lost his arm, yes, I would leave. If I lost a leg, if I rubbed up against the nub, you don't understand how that's gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Rubbing the nub.
Rubbed up against the nub of what, his arm?
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone listening right now that doesn't understand what I'm talking about. The amputation clause is, it's unspoken, it's, no one really says it, but everyone knows. I want you to marry me. I love you. But you know and I know that if you have a nub...
Yeah.
It's that's what I mean, Phil. It's a very unspoken thing.
All right. 877... No, I don't... I was married and I don't recall even thinking the amputation clause. 877-876-PHIL... World famous Phil Henry Show. Let's take a phone call and go to Chris in Boston, listening to us on WTKK. Hello, Chris. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hello, yes. I guess I just want to say that, yes, the woman, Ms. Dooley, I'm really amazed that, of her ignorance as far as telling her children or the children that she teaches or whoever about how gross it would be to be with a person that doesn't have a limb, or if the fiance is not going to stay with her fiance because of him losing his limb. I think it's very ignorant of her because, after getting married, that person could get in an auto accident or lose a limb in that sense, and what would they do? Leave that person just because the person got in an auto accident and maybe...
It's the amputation clause. That's what we were talking about. You know, it's that unspoken clause of your marriage vows, which basically is, I love you very, very much, but if you're on a pallet board, you know,
well,
I mean...
But that's part of life. I mean, it's very ignorant.
A pallet board?
Pallet board?
A pallet board?
Yeah. Yes, uh-huh. Meaning,
okay,
if you've ever seen, like, no legs and no arms, but just scooting along? Is that what you mean?
All I can say is that I didn't have our radio down.
Yeah, you need to turn your radio down.
I really think that what you need to do is understand, what if he loses his right arm?
No, I think, okay, I just want to get back to the fact.
What if he loses his right arm?
The part that I heard, as far as you saying it being cool or uncool, I just think that's very, very ignorant.
If he loses his right arm, you're wiping him. Do you want to do that?
Well, you know what? No, but part of life, part of loving a person is you're going to like that person or love that person for their personality.
I'm so sure.
Phil Hendry.